proclamation number 7665 dated the August 4th, 1960. Faith in God and free will. My strength of love flows into every human heart when it opens itself to receive it. And my strength of love causes the spark of love to ignite itself and the flame to leap towards me, the Father Spirit of eternity. And thus the path to me is unimpeded. It was stuttered purely by the will to be illuminated by me and my love. In other words, anyone with a positive attitude towards me, anyone who believes in me and wants to stay in contact with me, will also receive my divine strength of love. And then he will advance in his development, for this is the effect of my strength. Hence the human being first has to believe in a God and Creator and recognize himself as my living creation, for only then will his desire awaken to enter into contact with me, and then he will open himself to me, thus willingly allowing himself to be illuminated by my strength of love, for only this willingness is required for it to happen. But it is difficult for a person to be affected by this ray of love if he does not believe in me, if he merely regards himself to be a product of nature and therefore never establishes a bond either, because he refuses to acknowledge a being which has created him. An extraordinary occurrence could certainly allow him to gain faith in me, yet he may never be compellingly influenced or his faith would be worthless. And all proof of my existence is compelling. Even my word would be compelling evidence were I to speak to people directly from above, so that everyone would have to hear my voice and believe in me. Such faith, however, is of no value. Yet my word is conveyed to humanity all the same, I merely avail myself of a human form and speak through it directly. But I leave each person the freedom to believe or disbelieve whether these words are spoken by a supremely perfect being. Free will is always decisive, and faith can never be forcibly attained. And even if I myself revealed the most profound wisdom to people, it would nevertheless not suffice to persuade a person into believing in me if he doesn't want to. Alternatively, however, it is enough to give evidence of myself to a person. The human being can gain such convinced faith through my word that no power of hell can take it away from him. For my word is an illumination of love which can touch the human heart, which can trigger the love that grants him radiant enlightenment. And then love will be pushing towards love. Then a light will be kindled within the heart, the radiance of which dissolves all that is dark, which completely drives away the darkness, which bestows a living faith upon the person, which is unshakable and withstands every onslaught that time and again is launched by hostile forces. And thus it will always be up to the human being himself as to whether he allows himself to be touched by my ray of love, for he is to open himself voluntarily. He is to want to enter into contact with me as his God and Creator. He is to believe that he has emerged from the hand of a perfect being and that he cannot sever the connection with this being. Then he will acknowledge me, and only then will he look for me and I will let myself be found. Amen.